Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
This is continuous coverage in the trial of Brian Walsh from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today. Now, back to the courtroom.
Thank you, Your Honor. Commonwealth of Recall, Harrison Schmidt.
I'm sorry, you understand you're still under oath.
Yes.
You may proceed.
Thank you, Your Honor. Yesterday, we stopped an interview from January 7th at approximately 1 hour and 2 minutes and 35 seconds in. At this point in time, Your Honor, I would ask to finish that recording.
You may.
Ms. Gilman?
When was her schedule went back?
She was a boy.
Thank you.
Yeah, I don't know what you want. Yes, that was the understanding.
Okay. And then, working on you said on Friday, 3rd of January, she told you that you have a wedding to get to her.
She was alluding to her being very busy, with stuff on Friday. And she was, I remember her being fired.
Did she book a appointment earlier? Did she see the reservation? Did she book a new one?
I don't, see, here's the thing. She sent me, the flight coming to Boston.
Yeah.
But she never sent me a return flight. All I know is that she told me she had a return flight on the server. But I don't know what time or what that was. I assumed everything was just the way it was. And then she moved the schedule up to GAs, which is not the first time she's done that. I mean, it is, the whole thing is big. You know, it was odd, but considering the last couple months, it wasn't so much that I was like, anyway, what's happening? Whereas, I was talking to Jem. Jem's like, well, this seems insane. And I was like, well, Jem, these are the things that I've been dealing with for the last couple of months. So it wasn't something that I would be like, well, raise my eyebrows. I was like, all right, you know, I just, all I did was further confirm that, you know, I got to get with it. You see, David, we got to work this out. It's, you know, it's too much stress on the whole family. And that was the main thing. I just wanted to be there all the time.
Well, did Anna ever tell you when the return point was booked? Like, how did you get pregnant?
Say again?
In other words, did she tell you which boat she was booked on the third?
No, but she always took the first or second flight out. Mm-hmm. And she had said she had already booked flights for January. But we were supposed to talk about that. And then she said, she did say she was changing the flight, but not this flight. She was changing the flight to Monday, the King Day. So I don't know if she did that, or if she didn't, but she was talking about changing that flight. Because she was going to come in Thursday night, stay Friday, Sunday, Monday, and leave Tuesday. And maybe try to leave, maybe say an extra day. So she was off like 4 or 5 days. Which is, again, was normal when you saw that take Thanksgiving, like 2 weeks for Thanksgiving, but I would stay 5 days and I'd come back, which would stay for 1 day. And then just, you know, she's always like, I don't have more time. Too much is less and less time.
Mm-hmm. On New Year's Eve with Jeff, yes. Was Jem aware that she had to leave in this one?
Yeah.
Did, what he does?
What I I don't know. I mean, Jen and I, we were probably just, you know, we just wanted to, I mean, most likely we just get with it, you know, I'm Jen. He took it, and we've been here for 4.5 hours or so. And we haven't seen him in person.
Still aware that she was leaving the next
day. Yeah, I was aware that she was probably early. I again, you know, the assumption of story going to my head was that she was with my money.
She was originally planned to leave on Tuesday. You were on the assumption by her even early Monday.
Yeah, that, I mean, I have no information otherwise, but, you know, I was definitely surprised that I got to know.
Okay. But, so, what were your plans with Anna on Tuesday?
Yeah, so, you know, it was going to be the same stuff. The only difference was is that she might have... come up with me to see my mother, possibly, or the whole family would have done something, like my, up in Swampscott or somewhere nearby. As I said, I had time, and I had to drop my mother off, so we go see her and get her up to the baby to do some stuff. So I was excited about that.
Well, good thing you ran out of
them. I didn't bring it up, but she was called by whatever happened with Adela. So like says, hanging my plane. This is pretty much before New Year's. And she brought it up. She did bring it up with Paul. Jam at the time before.
Okay. Then.
He texts on New Year's Eve. Yeah. Saying, I took a boat book or something together. Right?
Yeah.
What did he say?
What did I say? She said, I'm sorry, I appreciate, you know, like, you know, leadership sort of answer. Like, I accept, you know, what you're saying. I've been told that. I'll leave a message, and then I remember her saying, I'm not taking the right. This is the best. One thing, she has to put her phone upstairs shortly after. I think she understood it. I think he was saying that, you know, I've heard of him seeing you through the holiday season. You're in town, you know, not seeing me in person, you know, often enough. That's not acceptable. I'm here to, you know, support you, take care of you, whatever it is. So, you know, it was just like this. I mean, it's not the relationship. I guess she thought that they were having. She's married for times, by the way. And they've been on the show for 10 years. So this gives you background.
Do you know how they're not?
Yeah, they worked at the Willard Intercontinental together back in 2012.
Did she want to put her flaw in favor after
that? After that, I'd say it's 12, 10 or 15, and then she, I remember putting her phone upstairs and she came back down without it.
Was, Thomas Kajal at one point?
Yes. Yeah, exactly.
Was this before, during, or after Thomas's?
Oh, yeah, Thomas went to bed at, he went to bed when he came over at, 9 or 10 or something. I think Anna took a bunch of photos. Jen and I don't have any because she didn't send them to us yet. But I think she sent one to Heal Fast. So that was when, that's when the photo was taken about. So just 10, maybe 10 o'clock or something like that. Yeah, on a bedstand. Not in the ceiling tiles, right? Yeah. Not on top. Yeah. On top.
Yeah, makes sense.
But she did seem disturbed by that, which was odd. And she did bring it up. You know, she hadn't, she brought up to me and John at the time. So I mean, that was something I, you know, not known, but.
Yeah, downtown is off.
Yeah, sorry about that.
No, no problem. You said for prime time, he has to take the kids up to.
Maybe, yeah. Yeah, that was.
Did you actually have a plan?
No, we didn't have a full flight plan at the time. But we had options and stuff. So.
No.
The nanny was going to come over anyways. I was going to go, I set everything up in advance because I was going to have to go take my mother. So going to the nanny, I didn't know what it was going to look like and what I was going to want to do and things like that. So also, if I was going to see my mother, I was going to take the kids somewhere and we'd meet up later. But, you know, because I have so little time outside of the house when I do,
You mentioned that option for years.
Yeah, because I had the time to go see my mother, so I was going to go up and we wanted to do something, with her and her family. You know, we had those options were available to us, which, today, they did not be, right? Because I don't have any time.
You guys need
an argument after the session? No, we didn't have an argument. I was taking my surprise and I went. About the crew guys were in the bathroom, actually some lines and I had to go sleep. And I was like, well, hold on. She's like, I have to get up early, Brian. I have to go tomorrow. And I was like, oh, I wasn't expecting that. And then she said, you know, I said, I have to leave early. So I didn't know it was going to be like early. So, I did have an argument with her for the Thanksgiving and the Christmas Eve. So, I wasn't going to make the same time. I was like, okay. And then she immediately backed it up with I'm going to come 4 or 5 days. And while it was King Day, we were making a schedule for January and February. It's just coming every week. Might not. It's really not good. It's not only going to become irrelevant for wartime. So we were working on that. And once you arrive Friday and Saturday,
if the kids took her phone and hit it,
how would she contact someone for a ride? She wouldn't leave the house. Why would she leave the house? But let's say that my mom went there. So sure, she would use my phone, right? But she put the lights on here. I guess she downloads Uber and get it. But I know what my phone was. And we didn't have this one. It's all right. So, we don't let you get phones from the house.
She's in the iPad, is that for me?
Oh, there you go. Yeah, she probably would be able to use the iPad to do it. I would not, but she would know. Okay. The only thing I saw was one phone from one end in her laptop. That other iPad that I'm telling you about should be in the museum. She didn't have a laptop over there. But she programmed all of these.
Have the Dawn say this book?
We were mother bought it on the, I forget when we got the phone, because she had the phone and, or my mother had it and she was drinking it with the watch and everything. So probably came from the game. She probably got it on the second, because that's the other thing came on the second.
Yeah, I can follow when you sent those emails.
Yeah. So Zach and Daniel, my business partners of Let's, my wife and my mother.
How did you send those emails?
My laptop.
I asked you to do that and get her to voice.
No, I should never do that.
Or just, well, I know I can just walk her back. Spouses, et cetera. Has that ever escalated to a physical confrontation?
No, sir. No. My wife and I got like very, very well. And the only chance we were having to work together, it's really like odd traces out of some lines. The fandom doesn't work without my wife. Never hurt my wife. I mean, I love her. I think about my kids too. She's a wonderful mother. I'm proud of being a wonderful wife. And to take that away from that, I mean, can't even imagine something like that. That's, you never do anything to hurt my wife. I wanted to spend the rest of my life with my wife. I'm still going to. And, we were apart because of the job and my,
I'm leaving very early, you mean?
No, I wasn't angry or upset. I got angry about Thanksgiving, and then I realized it was just sad that we're not spending a lot of time together. And she was sad about it too, and it was exhausting for both of us. She was away from the boys, and I was away from the boys. But my wife and I were pretty good team. We agreed on all of our. We agreed on, but I had to get to D.C. Just didn't feel like we were the authors of our own lives. So I watched the book down, saying we had to be the authors of our lives. We'll make this happen. But probably would be good. Don't be mind reading 50 years right now. A lot of people have said hey, she's at a spa, she was under a lot of pressure. Doesn't look like it. Doesn't really track with my wife. She loved their job and she loved her family. So she was always focused on that. And maybe the country house in Belgrade, Serbia, but I can't. I'm having a hard time with that.
Does she have any other identification?
She's got a Serbian passport or Serbian international identification cards. One was NIP. I haven't seen her use them recently. I don't know if the date is on them. She's a language expert. She spent time in college in France. She speaks perfect French, but she has a friend there. I don't know if it's still there, Julian, but. Other than that, that would be it. And then, D.C. and Boston, this is in Canada, sure. We're asking for a broader.
Okay. What is she scheduled? It did appear in the newspaper. Not that I ever knew the newspaper. This is why I'm asking you guys. It appeared in the newspaper that she did have reservations to go back to D.C. on January 3rd.
That makes sense, yeah.
I'm just asking if that's the cut.
That's a good clarity, too.
Do you know what time?
That's how I need to know.
That's a good morning, but yeah, always.
And that she never changed
it. Why not? It's not canceled. I'm
going to chat between JetBlue and her over the last few months. Because when she doesn't call, she does something they do online messaging.
They should
have a chat. Yeah. So she could be doing that at the plans or something like that. Right, but a lot of times she was talking to me, we work out when she did a break and they go back. So sometimes, I mean, I don't know if it's, it could be like, well, it's coming change at the counter, or, oh, boy, they can't do this. And she's always asking for, she should have done a good status, especially with the car. So I don't know what her deal was, if that's possible. But she said, when I have this, they can make changes at the counter, upgrades the car, different. So yeah, she never called them.
What about like a breakfast reservation for any breaks? Sign up for meetings?
Was talking about making Zach. So I don't know if she did it or not. Yeah, because I haven't checked on the liquid store anything at what we did with the resident. I could take a look. Because last year was over the whole family, we didn't get a punch. So that is very hard to take to.
The normal is like a figure.
Yeah, I mean,
different plan for
the new. Right. Well, I mean, this year, things are up in the air.
So, really, a lot of time that's at a house, news there. What did you, if that request it? Was it a normal Thursday request?
Yeah. No, always perfect.
Okay.
And the request was the one from 3 to 9?
3 to 9.
So they
flipped
the
difference. No, yeah, we remember 4, but.
She have found the price for the outfit?
No, last time. No, well, short of last week. No.
I mean, if she were going home on January 3rd, would she have gone out to brunch with other friends?
No. The only time when she was here that she saw someone with Abby was Ryan. Everything else we'll do together, or people come to the house. The time together is really important for us.
As far as if we may have a well, yeah, she's closer to the house.
Peter Kirby, they went to, the same leadership, school together 3 years ago. And he lives with his wife and John Marshall. They've been calling to support Jim Lulu, who's here, obviously, with family plan, and obviously loves Anna very much. Rima, that's rare. She was on his mentor. And they're Jim's friends. Those would be the main ones that I would think of. Because we're going to check them out.
I mean, yeah, you obviously have to fill in your contract statements. You want to put those into. Yeah, that's great. You want to put some travel and stopping.
You just check the Chase Freedom. That's the one that I use. I don't use Capital. The Capital one has been out of commission. Or going to do this for a month or so. Do you have access to the Chase Freedom?
Yes. You guys are free line loans?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. How much of the Chase Freedom?
Has he ever contacted you?
No. I think it's best to get it, so.
No, I said there was a conflict, yeah.
Yeah, there's a terrible conflict. If you speak to Alexander, she'll know more about it, but since I've been on basically what happened two generations ago in Serbia and Belgrade, Anna's father was involved with her grandmother, bought a piece of land with her sister or something, and then they had kids, and there's no dispute over it, because now it's worth a lot of money, and you can build a large building there. And that building, that kind of money in Serbia, would change your life. I mean, it's like winning the lottery here. And then they've been fighting over it for many, many years, 20 years ago. They thought they were going to resolve it in 2017. Things didn't work out, things went back and forth. And then just this Thanksgiving, the deal. So they had a deal that it took 15 years to put together. 5 years later, they couldn't perform it, and they were back to start.
Business conflicts with colleagues or with Mr. Jones, so maybe I would be upset with
that. Yeah, I feel that's the same question. I can't think of anyone that would be, would be upset with I. Erin loves her. She's wonderful. So, all the fusils that texted me, I said, what can you do? I can't think of that. I can't think of anything like that, honestly. That would kind of make me up pretty bad, anything like this, especially.
Whether it's your fault or not, like any issues at work that comes up that some people be slighted?
Not that I know. I mean, the only people I know are people that she's working with, actually a very good working relationship to everybody.
What about you? Any biggest business partner, any friend partners, anybody that would be, that would be able to want to try and work you in some way?
In LA.
Oh, but there's a civil lawsuit.
Well,
a civil lawsuit is not the same as wanting to hurt you.
Okay.
There's a civil lawsuit in California. I don't think that reads anything.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't understand somebody suing you. Yeah.
But Anna, too.
Yeah. Your wife is different.
Yeah. Right. But there's an Anna as well. And then he called Anna during the thing. So, I mean, that's the one, that's one person. But I don't think so either, because
The name's the
What is it? What?
The gallery.
Ron Rivlin. He called Anna, and he brought her into the case.
What is the other involved?
He sent her a threatening a Facebook text at one point. You stole from me. I know the police and the FBI are coming to get you, things like that. But that was, 6 years ago. When I was arrested, he tried to contact her via Facebook or something, 2018, but he hadn't heard from him since.
What were you doing about that?
2018? I think it was just, he was trying to friend her or something like that. That's right. But that would be a different situation. So, him and there's Jumbo Lee in Korea, but highly unlikely. I mean, he's
Not even South Korean air, I don't think. You're like, what you doing? Is there a young queen?
It's never like an adult.
They're
getting messages
and everything. Also, younger POS,
Yeah, I don't think anything of that
regard is to
pay. Yeah,
saying that on
every week. Besides, they would be pissed at him.
Yeah. Yeah, Ron is the only one that, like, tried to bring us, like, you know, Jung Lee is loud. What's the thing? What was the other name? The other person, Arno, was that, yeah, the Harris. He's a art dealer.
Were they all partners in the
No, it's all separate situation.
So why separate incidents? Like it's not from
similar memories.
Honestly, I don't think anything about his criminal case would have anything to do with this.
I don't either, but
those are the names of the players, and Riley's the one to do the contact with my wife, and it's served by lots of work.
Okay, but if people have a problem with you or your wife, like, what's the
problem? Right. I understand that.
Some of those people think very funny.
Well, if you're like, can you get France is pretty good. I mean, you know, he's the young guys in LA, so.
Anyone contacts you or that's all about this
Queer or power? Queer,
can you do it? Contacts.
We will give you any information. But, yeah.
What about a truck was here last night? Mm-hmm. With, out of state place? Was that a visitor or?
What
time did he arrive on?
If we have Dell, yeah, he was, it was late. Yeah, I called too late, so he must have died.
And how long were you here working?
10 minutes, 15 minutes. But my mother's saying he's 30. I was trying to.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I was trying not to think about quickly. But he went, but at one point, he brought James Ryan, who was one of my mentors 10 years ago, like, a decade, which is weird. And then, I was just speaking to James, but he went over and stopped the kids for,
again, a lot of black and brown friends, it's a year, winter, it's a week, 50, it's really. What exactly is wrong?
Yeah, so I have an explanation. It's something called Loss of Playthrough Academy, and it's a leadership training program. We form pretty close relationships there. And we raise a lot of money through our community service projects each, from Lennox Boothold, Fortune Foundation, things like that. So we stay connected. It was more than 3 years ago. I started this month 3 years ago. I last read it February 3 years ago, so 2020. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like 4 or 5 program, and then you get a graduation. You know, you said that you've graduated or have a certificate of efficiency of your work. So
okay,
it's not accredited, to be clear.
Okay. Do you think Adele is a member of this?
He is not, no.
He's not.
But, James Ryan,
What
was it? A mentor from her, when she was young at work, yeah.
Okay.
And a good, someone that she could see. They spent time together, 4 or 5 months ago, that was long.
That's the last time I remember that.
It was 3 years ago now.
The last time she was there.
Part of it, but we stay in touch.
Okay. All right.
But, Jan, Melissa, and Peter Kirby, all of them have gone through that thing.
Yeah.
But if you have any other questions, please ask. Anything from the pool today?
No.
Very dirty.
Okay. It is 1536.
Your Honor?
Yes?
Could the Commonwealth request that identification D is read into the record?
Sure. So, Doris, from time to time, I will read you what are stipulations. There's simply agreements between the parties. I'll sometimes say they're facts to take to the bank. That's the parties' agreement. I'm going to read such a stipulation now, mark for identification as Exhibit D for ID. At 5:18 a.m. on Saturday, January 7th, 2023, Cohasset Police Detective Harrison Schmidt received an email from Richard Whopper 9984@gmail.com, which stated, "We have the so-named Anna Walsh with us here. We had a deal worth $127,000. She messed up. We have her here with us, and if she doesn't pay the money, then she'll never be back. And we know that the police and the FBI are involved. Good luck finding us." Detective Schmidt received a second email from Richard Walker, 9984@gmail.com, which stated, "Here is Anna Walsh. Unless she pay the money we deal, she isn't coming back. I'll call. Thanks and good luck." The second email had an image of a woman who was not Anna Walsh. And using an image search, police found the image on iStockPhoto.com under, quote, "kidnapped stock photos," end quote. On January 7th, 2023, police obtained a search warrant for data associated with the account RichardWalker9984@gmail.com. The search warrant was sent to Google, and investigators learned that the Internet Protocol address, the IP address, with the RichardWalker9984 email account geolocated to Nigeria, and no IP addresses located in the United States were associated with the account that sent the RichardWalker9984@gmail.com email. The Commonwealth is not alleging that Brian Walsh sent the RichardWalker9984@gmail.com email.
Thank you, Your Honor. So, Sergeant, a couple questions about that interview. There's mention of an application Viber. Could you tell us what that is, if you know?
It's a messaging application.
And there's also mentioning of WhatsApp. Do you understand what that is?
Yes, that's also a communication app.
There was mentioning of a person named Abdullah. Do you know his name?
Yes, Abdullah Al-Matari.
And what is his relationship to Anna Walsh?
A previous coworker from the hospitality industry.
There was also mention of Peter Kirby. What is his relationship to the Walshes?
A family friend.
During the interview, a dog can be heard barking. Where was the dog located in the home?
In the crates in that sunken-in family room.
And you had the opportunity to be at the home a few times between the 4th and the 7th. What issues did you ever have with the dog?
None.
There was also mention of the pool today. What was going on at the pool that day?
During that wide-scale search, we had drained the pool to get a better look at it.
Now, after January 6th, when the Cohasset Police Department had a press conference, what happened to your voicemail and email?
I was inundated with messages and tips from the public.
Why is it that your voicemail and email were inundated?
I was the point of contact for any information, so my department email and phone were listed and disseminated to the news and social media.
And was Richard Walker email one of those things that came into you after that press conference?
Yes.
Now, Ms. Gilman, could we have what was marked yesterday as Exhibit 44? Sir, do you recognize Exhibit 44?
Yes.
And where is this in relation to the house?
If you're standing in the backyard with the house to your rear, you'd be looking at like the back right corner of the fenced-in portion of the yard. That's the shed.
What's on the other side of the fence?
Neighboring house.
Now, you and Ms. Gilman, can we have Exhibit 47 from yesterday? Sir, do you recognize this?
Yes.
This is the what you said was the missing poster you created?
Correct.
Now,
what information, where did you get the information to create this poster?
I made this on Thursday, so I had the information from the patrol report, the NCIC missing persons form, and the information from the first interview with the defendant.
Thank you. If you could take that down, Ms. Gilman. And when you were speaking to the defendant, what did you learn as far as Anna Walsh's maiden name or prior names?
There was a previous name of Knipp, K-N-I-P-P, and a maiden name of Lubachek.
Now, after that interview on the 7th, what did you do next as far as your investigation?
We continued to reach out to friends and family, gather more background information.
And on the 8th, what did you do in the morning?
We briefed at Cohasset Police Station a plan to execute a search warrant.
And where were you going to execute the search warrant?
516 CJC Highway.
What time did you have the opportunity to execute the search warrant?
Around 9 a.m.
And so when you executed the search warrant, who was with you?
Myself, I believe Chief Quigley, the day shift for patrol, the state police detectives, crime scene. I believe that was it.
And who was at the house when you executed the search warrant?
The defendant and his children, and Diana Walsh, the mother.
And what did you do with those people in order to execute the search warrant?
We had reached out to Attorney Minor, and she came to the scene, and they all left with Attorney Minor.
Now, did you ever have the opportunity to speak to Mr. Walsh again on January 8th of 2023?
Yes.
Where did that conversation take place?
Attorney Minor's residence in Scituate.
And who was present for that conversation?
Attorney Minor, myself, Trooper DeChico, Trooper Proctor, the defendant, and his children were in the other room.
And have you had the opportunity to review a recording of that?
Yes.
And does that fairly and accurately depict the defendant's statements in that interview?
Yes.
Your Honor, Commonwealth will seek to have Mr. Martin for the next exhibit, which today I believe is 62.
Any additional objections beyond the ones I previously heard?
No, Your Honor.
The 1-8-23 audio will be marked and is now in evidence as Exhibit 62. And for the record, for those of you keeping track over there, the jump is as a result of the following. The parties agreed to, and that woman I had exceeded counsel now will indicate to you on the record that certain financial records parties agreed to have been admitted into evidence, and those records are now as evidence as Exhibits 56, 61. It comprised records from Apple Credit Union, Barclays, JetBlue Credit Card, Either Bank, J.P. Morgan Chase, Liberty Bank, Bay Credit Union, and Fidelity Records.
Thank you, Your Honor. Your Honor, with court's permission, may the Commonwealth play Exhibit 62.
You may.
Thank you. Ms. Gilman?
So we're here at, I think, 244 Canic Row in Scituate. Did you see the film?
Yep.
Okay. Let's see. So, yes, the last time we spoke was yesterday, and I think we asked you to give us a good talk about where you are when you left your house on the 1st, and you told us that you've gone up to visit your mom, went out, thank you guys for Whole Foods, CVS, and well, thank you, ma'am, you told us that the Whole Foods was across from the house, and
involvement with the Paradise Lane, the CDS's advantage. Wayland, is it CDS advantage level?
No, sorry, and they want to know. Anything else on the, on the ISU?
Yes, both were involved in that.
And what did you purchase this? Probably the alcoholic points will be the fuel points, whatever it's called, but it's the other.
Okay, and then that's the payment.
So,
then the time that you would have been there?
7
or 10
p.m.?
I was looking for, I mean, we know that you got back to class at 5:00.
I don't. So I'm pretty sure we have 6:30.
Did you go anywhere else other than that?
I was at Advantage. What was the old place then? In the whole group.
And you went there,
Yeah. I've been going to the wall meeting. Anytime I go to another SCD, that's all for the kids.
The only place you went was this. On the second. I'm going to play out a little bit. Shane shows the best. Thank you for getting that together for me.
Okay.
So, obviously, there's a lot of electronic devices in your house. You can kind of have to send to the downloading some of them. One of them being the iCab media Thomas's constituent. Is that it? Now, previously you told us that Tommy Smith, got an up under you, he was spending time to Jeff and Anna, and then he's going to bed, right? And that's what we're saying. Is that correct?
They're all there. A photo that was sent by Anna,
Did you use any other devices in the house?
I only use my phone, and I don't know, I only use a phone, so it's,
I'm going to use a phone. Good, it's just anything, it's sort of your come on morning. So you get on, give it this close to 6:30 in the morning. So you can save that, and then you want to make questions.
That's correct.
So, how do you explain that, well, 4:54 in the morning, you got to call me, because you're at home, maybe it's 30, and there's one of those ways to dispose of you, but.
54
in the morning. I know I can't spell the last name.
No,
it's just a box of way more advanced. If you have a 6-year-old,
obviously not.
Okay. There is dozens of circuits. And I had on the morning of the first that has a tiny spoken body. How to get blood out of hardwood floors. How to dispose of the body in the trash. How to, stop the body from decomposing. And How do you explain that?
I tell her about a year.
So you're not using that idea?
Nothing else, huh? I mean, only to pay for his scoop of movies.
Okay. Kind of left at six, right?
That's what I read, yeah.
So, throughout the afternoon, on the first, when I'm at yelling, you just always continue to query how to get blood stains. There's a dishwasher with a box on a knife. So on and so forth.
He's going to get to me a lot during second, third. What's the
number of body? It is 11:21. Still, January 8th is 23.
Sergeant, after that interview was over, what did you do?
We went back to the Cuesta Police Station.
If you could keep your voice up, sir.
We went back to the Cuesta Police Station.
And did you ever have the opportunity to see Mr. Walsh again that day?
Yes.
About what time?
About 4 p.m.
And where was that?
At Attorney Minor's residence in Scituate.
And what did you do with him at that point in time?
I placed the defendant under arrest.
Now, where was the defendant taken after you placed him under arrest?
The Cuesta Police Station.
And did you ever have the opportunity to see his hands on January 8th and January 9th?
Yes.
The Commonwealth would seek to publish what's been marked as Exhibit 48, which is file number 7697.
That's one of the previously admitted exhibits from yesterday morning, yes?
Thank you, Your Honor.
You may publish it.
Sergeant, what is this?
That is a picture of the defendant's thumb.
And if the Commonwealth could publish Exhibit 49, which is file number 7701, also previously marked from yesterday, Your Honor. And, Sergeant, what is this?
That is the picture of the defendant's thumb, and you can see the blue tile from the booking room floor in the background.
Ms. Kilman, if you could take that down. Now, Sergeant, what did you do on January 9th in this matter?
I went to 300 Forest Street in Peabody.
And about what time did you get to 300 Forest Street in Peabody?
Around dusk.
And why were you there?
We had collected two dumpsters from the apartment complex at 330 Paradise Road. Those were transported to a transfer, like a trash transfer station in Peabody for examination.
And so what were you doing? Well, so when you got to Peabody, about what time was it?
It was right around the beginning of dark.
And who was there?
Myself, Detective Lieutenant Lopes, Lieutenant Tully, members of the CERT team, and other troopers.
And Lieutenant Tully, he's with the state police, and opposed to Detective Lieutenant Lopes with Cohasset.
Correct.
Okay. And so what were these state troopers doing? Not Lieutenant Tully, but the other ones you just mentioned.
It's a big warehouse with trash lining on the walls. We had dumped the contents of the dumpsters in the warehouse. And we began searching the bags, bag by bag.
And why were you? And so, what would you do with the bags when you searched them, bag by bag?
The contents of the bags were opened. It was spread out on the ground. We'd look at the contents, see if it was important. If it was, those were moved to like a tarp or plastic or paper sheeting, where they could be documented, photographed, collected as evidence.
If the Commonwealth could publish Exhibit 50 from yesterday, Your Honor, which would be file number HAS-7025.
Me.
More continuous coverage in the trial of Brian Walsh from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today is coming up. Press subscribe now so you don't miss a moment.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.